Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Oh, it's the Puffcast.
I'm
going to drink this whole one.
Yeah, let's get smashed.
This is a fabulous Adam Richard.
Hello, darling. This is a gorgeous, amazing. What
you're outrageous. Oh, outrageous. My God, we've said it like 50 times.
Scott Brennan. I don't listen. Like most of our listeners, I hear this is the Puffcast and I switch off, okay?
And the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Not guilty, Your Honour.
Right. Oh dear, we've got heaps of Puffcast for you, so we should just, as Mrs. Slocum says, let's push on.
Come on, sooner we start, sooner we finish. Yeah. Come on.
Can we get on?
About 5 years ago, I was in my backyard entertaining a friend with my hands.
Puffcast.
Talking Puffy Live is coming to Adelaide for the Feast Festival this November. So if you can chop up oregano or other common dried herbs, divvy up caster sugar or crunch a couple of aspirin pills and stuff it into a deal baggie, come down to the Mars Bar about 90 minutes after showtime and make yourself a quick $80. Full details and bookings at talkingpuffy.com.au. Hey!
I am what is known as a difficult artist.
Puffcast.
Oh, and it's time for Dear Talking Puffy and, you know,
I'm
we're so high tech. We've decided to get another person on the phone to just give us a verbal letter.
Yes.
We have from a greater Western Sydney, from the Western suburbs in Sydney, the Admiral. How are you, Admiral?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Fabulous. Now, what's your problem that you wanted us to sort out? Because, you know, we are all experts at everything.
Absolutely.
Some things you're more expert than I am, but we won't go there.
Okay.
Well, look, the problem is I'm a mature age gay.
Oh my God, you're 25.
How are you coping with that?
Let's put it this way. I've been 25 for about 30 years.
Right, okay.
I've been 29 for 12 years, so I know what you're talking about.
Yes, and the problem that I get all the time is if I go out with a group of people or if it's on a date, it seems that my hand is basically always paying for everything.
Oh, first in the wallet.
So, yes.
Is that because you're rich? Is that because you're the richest of all your friends?
Yeah, chance would be a fine thing. Yeah.
Right.
I don't think you live in the west of Sydney if you can afford to live elsewhere.
Yeah, that's true. At some point, I actually thought I had sucker written on my forehead. And not in a good way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that had nothing to do with your wallet, sweetheart. Yeah.
No, if it was in a good way, it'd be written under your lip.
Hey!
Okay, I'll pay that one. But yeah, no, it just does seem that no matter what I do, even if it's just for casual drinks, it's
your turn.
It's my turn.
And that's an age thing, you see.
Is this because maybe you're polite and you offer before anyone else does?
Partly, but I've gotten to the stage where I just wait.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and what happens? What happens if you just stare them down?
I don't get a drink.
Right. See, this is what it's like for me and Toby.
There can be hours of silence when we're all out for a drink.
And I'm like, Scott, I think it's your turn, is it? Oh, is yeah.
That, oh. Hours.
Scott's like, you've got to sleep sometime, Toby.
Sleep. Blink. Blink, Toby.
But it does appear as though it's mainly the, how can I put this delicately, the under 30s that seem to think that, well, he's taking us out, so he can pay for everything.
They've got some weird fucked up daddy complex that he's taking them out. But because you're old, do you think that's it? Because you're older, you're meant to take the lead and pay for everything? Do you think that's what's going
on? I get that impression. Yeah. Like, if it was the proper sugar daddy situation, I'm into that sort of thing, it wouldn't be an issue.
But you're just friends. It's just buddies.
Yeah, this is just friends.
All right.
So yeah, you'd be happy to pay if you were going to get some.
I'm not getting any benefits for heaven's sake.
Yeah, if you're going to get a reciprocal arrangement from someone at the end of the night.
Yeah, so it's like your hand into your pocket, their hand into your pocket, if you know what I mean.
Well, basically, yeah.
Maybe you should say, if you want me to pay, come in and get it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one way of putting it.
Yeah. Maybe you need to be blunter. Maybe you need to do it like it's quite tedious to do it, but maybe you need to do that like when the bill comes. Well, that's $30 each, girls.
Yes.
Oh yeah, no, I've done that, and
how do you say no to that?
Oh no, they can't.
No, well, that's good.
If it's like a group dinner, yeah, it's
yeah. Oh, but it never works out. It never adds up, does it, in a group
dinner?
No,
you've always got to pay the excess.
Oh. Yeah, that drives me. Don't get me started on that. But I only had one drink.
I only had one Papa Dum. I'm not paying for everything.
All right, okay, I tell you what. What about this approach for the first strike, right? When someone comes to the table with drinks or, you know, who wants a drink, you just go, oh, thank you, Jason.
That's a way of doing it.
What about that one?
I usually just buying my own.
Yes, that's a good way. Yes,
and that does work because then they go, oh, that means I have to actually buy a drink.
Yeah,
Admiral, I've got a suggestion for you. Why don't you go next time you and your group of young friends go, right, we're going to go out somewhere, and you can say, look, I just want to know before we go anywhere, am I paying for everything? And if more than one of them says yes, then take them to bowling, give them all mixed lollies and treat them like the children that they are.
Yes!
Or just get a family pass to Bodyline.
There's a family pass at Bodyline.
Oh, my God.
No, but they probably should be.
Yeah.
That's great. You know that they should have more like those big chambers full of plastic balls, like at IKEA.
Yes,
should definitely have more of that.
So is that happening?
I'm not going to go there with plastic balls.
Is that happening as well, Admiral? Like it's like, oh, let's all go to a sauna, and the Admiral will pay, and then they all fuck off and have sex with other people, and you're left there alone in the spa.
No! That would never happen. If I'm going to body bag, sorry, I have to call it body bag. If I'm going to body bag, I'm going there for a reason, and I'm only going there by myself, and I'm not taking anybody in there with me.
It's a tricky place for a date.
Well, you would know.
Did you hear her then? She has gone each to her voice. I'm not going to be the innocent child standing between the Admiral and Bodyline. I will be killed in the rush.
Yeah.
Listen, I reckon you've tried everything, Admiral, apart from just chucking a huge spaz.
Yeah.
No, yes. I'm too much of a gentleman to chuck a huge spaz.
You could chuck a small spaz.
No.
He's in Western Sydney, not Adelaide. Quinton isn't there.
Oh, we're going to be there, and he's going to come, and then he's going to hear that.
Well, aren't we performing upstairs?
Okay. Oh, yeah, we're all right. You're fine.
Yeah, anyway, but they have no... I'm the type of person that if it peeves me right off, I get really, really quiet.
Okay.
I bring the evening to an end fairly quickly.
Right.
Well, I think you need older friends. I think you need to go out and find some friends your own age to hang out with and to, you know, all share the drinks with, and then just have one young one that you all pay for.
Yes.
The ratio is wrong. That's what's going on.
You all get 10% of him at the end of the night.
You can all take turns in Scott, in the young person.
It's not all like that. It's like there is a group of us that are over 35.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm still the oldest one, but at least they're over 35. And when I'm out with them, it's let's split it down the middle.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I think, like, honesty is the best policy. I think there's nothing wrong with, at the start of the evening, saying, look, just to let you know, I'm a little short this week, or I don't have a great deal of extra cash this week. We're just going to have to...
I'm sick of you fucking leeches.
Yes.
I did that once. A couple of years ago, I actually sent a group text message saying the Admiral Bank is closed.
Ah.
And they're going, what's that supposed to mean? I'm going, well, think about it.
Oh, and how did
okay,
it
so
all
they're
turn
stupid
out?
And shallow.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. It was a profitable weekend for me.
Right. Right.
But, yeah, I see the point, and I'm trying to steer away from going out with the younger ones, the under 25, because it's just not worth the energy.
I think
what you've got there is a whole lot of freeloaders who've basically set their sights on someone with big pockets, as they can see it.
And as I said, if it was the proper daddy situation, it wouldn't be an issue.
Yes.
But it's just not what I want to be known as.
Fair enough. Fair enough, too. Well, there
you,
it is.
You don't want to be sugar daddy to a whole bunch of twinks that I put out. How boring.
Yeah.
So, well,
even if one of them put that, it'd be fine.
Yes.
Well, maybe you should say that. It's like, right, I'm paying for drinks and you're sucking me off. And then let them all decide between them who that is.
Yeah.
I'll try that one weekend and I'll let you know how it goes.
Yes, please.
That is a reality show I'd watch.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Suck off the Admiral.
Suck off the Admiral.
Yes.
Right, that's never happened before.
Blue team. Which one of you will suck off the Admiral?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Admiral. It's been fabulous to talk
to you. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I'll see you at the bar later on tonight, Admiral.
Yeah. More likely.
Yeah,
bye.
Make mine a gin. Make mine a gin.
Bye.
Bye.
Didn't you grip? Condoms, Rose. Condoms, condoms, condoms.
Hoofcast. All right, it's time to welcome back to the show. Yes. Princess Anne, the Princess Royal, has returned from her overseas jaunt. No, it's just
I don't get it.
It's just Nath Velva, that other queen.
Yay!
He's come back from, where have you been, Sydney?
I've just come back from doing Sydney Fringe.
Sydney Fringe.
Right. Yeah. Whole new level of gay in Sydney. I love
yes.
it.
Well, you know, it is the gayest city in the world.
It is. It yeah. actually
Gay-topia,
is.
Sydney.
Yeah.
See, right. they say we're having a parade for, you know, Mardi Gras, and they go, oh my God! Dress up as a giant head, and we say we're having a parade for Midsummer. They go, paint a banner,
yeah, some bunting on a ute.
You know what else about Sydney? Everyone in Sydney is beautiful.
Oh, stunning!
Heaps yes. hotter than Melbourne.
You know yeah. what goes yeah. crackers in Sydney?
Yeah,
when you turn on your grinder, it almost breaks from all the hotness. What an interesting segue, because Nate Velva, I believe you're doing a show about grinder for the Midsummer Festival in Melbourne.
You need Enrichiano Segway fan for that. That was horrible.
Wow. I know, it was awful. I'm logged into her email account if you want to send someone a dirty
sure.
email.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she left it logged in, the dumb bitch.
A show about Grindr.
About Grindr.
Look, yeah, so yes. last Midsummer we did Fag Hags, right? We did this
yes.
together in here.
Yeah, we talked now, about Fag Hags for at least 20 minutes and I cut it down to 5.
We should do that with actual Fag Hags. Just cut to chase, hold my keys, you're not fat. Good night.
Double cheeseburger meal. 3-hour sauce. Cut. No. So Grindr, right? So
yeah. I have heard of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. If you've got it on your crackberry, you dumb slut.
Oh, is that what it was? I thought I was playing Tetris the whole time.
Oh. I was playing Words with Friends and all the words were, fuck me.
But, you know, so when I've got my phone on a tram, I am texting a fag hag or I am on Grindr. So,
right.
Do you have to use it to make calls ever?
No. Well, sometimes I screen yours. Now, some people in Melbourne, I think, can I just say quickly, really, really quickly, I saw a short film the other day and you were in it, Scotty.
Oh.
Some friend of mine sent me this short film, like, vote for this so it wins something.
Oh, yes.
And you played a barman.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, what a stretch for Scotty to play someone at a bar.
Yeah. On the other side of the bar.
On the other side. You know, what's
Scott and I both did work behind the same bar at one point.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Serving yes, beer.
And I had this mental picture of the short film, you know, behind the scenes, and I had a mental picture of the director saying to you, you know, use your own experiences in life, you know, draw on yes. your real experiences yeah. with bartenders to be your character. And I thought, can you refuse yourself drinks?
No. No, but as research, I did fuck myself.
The number of bartenders he's backed up on. Jesus Christ.
You know, so I just thought I'd drop that in. So well done, Scotty.
Yes, thank you. Yay. Yes.
He's a professional good. Actress. He gets paid.
Yeah. Oh, really?
We've discussed this before.
Do short films really count?
Mm.
Did you get paid for that one?
No.
It's like winning gold at the Paralympics. Anyway, so.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh, Russell Brand's arrived. Oh, you're terrible. Oh, you can't say that.
Bad.
Oh, stop it.
You know what you need, Kyle? You need your own Jackie O.
Oh, stop it. You can't say that. Oh, my God.
Can I talk about Grindr or not?
Okay, no. Go. Bring it on.
1.5 million people use Grindr every day.
Oh my God! Wow. Is that for real?
1.5 million people worldwide use Grindr every single day. I've spoken to half of them. So that's going pretty
and
well.
You've blocked the other half.
Exactly.
That is amazing. 1.5 million users and only 4 faces.
I know.
Now, we should point out, for the 4 people who are listening who don't understand Grindr,
it's a program on your iPhone or any other, you know, smartphone that uses GPS technology to show you where your closest gay is, and it has a photo and what they're into and their height and their weight.
Your closest gay.
Closest gay.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like, you look at the screen, it's like the opening credits of the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
Yeah.
But with a whole lot more torsos.
If Alice had huge balls.
Yeah.
You know, and if those of you who don't have Grindr, just look up your closest Supreme store. in meters, kind of the same thing.
Right.
And you know, if you've never seen a gay guy in your life and you got on Grindr, you would think that no gay men in the world have heads. Everyone's just a torso, walking, talking torsos.
Headless bitches.
Now,
lot of them.
I know Scotty's on the grind.
Yes.
Because we've chatted. Are you two gentlemen on the grind?
I have it, but when I got my new phone, I didn't put it on there. I've got it on my iPad. But, you know, I never turn it on.
I took Grindr off. I deleted it.
You deleted it? Oh. After all the trouble you went to find a BlackBerry version of Grindr.
No, it was like the Holy Grail. And it was just... the grass is always greener on the other side. They upgraded it or something and it didn't work anymore.
That's the other thing. Everyone on there is kind of hot. And then you're at the bar and you're like, it says 4 meters away and... that fat guy is not the abs that I've got in my hand right now.
Yes.
And there's two people that use Grindr. There's people like myself who, and I have recovered, but I did become addicted. And I genuinely mean that. I became so addicted to Grindr. And I know people listening to the Poofcast probably have had this.
Are you the guy that Trevor Ashley had sex with that was on Grindr right after blowing?
Yes.
But I will tell you this. Oh, okay. Well, God, but I did get free tickets to Hairspray, so let's move on. I couldn't afford tickets to Liza on a Knee.
What was your rock bottom moment? When did you know?
Okay, I've had many rock bottom moments, but there was one particular time where I went over to a guy's house that I met from Grindr. Went over, sitting on the couch watching a DVD, wasn't interested. I was like, I need an escape plan. So I went to the bathroom and texted my friend. What I thought was my friend.
Right. Oh.
Call me, save me.
Oh,
I sent it to him.
No. Dizzy Queen!
I sent it to the guy sitting on the fucking couch.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Save me.
What was the reaction?
I'm a stupid person.
Oh my God.
He must have thought, gosh, I didn't think my bathroom was that dangerous.
Yeah.
He came in with floaties.
Some Metamucil.
He came in with some oil
plunger.
Yeah. And so I came back out.
Oh my God.
And because I'm such a, I am an amazing compulsive liar when it comes to Grindr. I am great on that thing, as is everybody, in terms of lying and what you can come up with to get out of stuff. And I just walked in and I just went, I can't. He just looked at me like he had his phone in his hand. He'd seen it. And I was just
Jesus.
Like, I lied to you. I have a boyfriend.
Oh.
I can't do this. I thought I could. I don't have a boyfriend.
Oh my God.
So you're asking him to save you from.
No, I was saying that like.
Save me from myself.
I was. I was trying to take. I didn't know how to. save me.
When you say you're really good at lying. See any evidence of that at some point.
I went back in there and I said to him, I thought I could do this, but I couldn't. I just went to text a friend to say, get me out of this situation, blah, blah, blah.
Jesus.
And he even sent me a text a couple of days later saying, I hope everything's okay, blah, 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 blah. How nice is that?
She's a dog with a bone, isn't she? You think she'd get the fucking message? No.
Save me from this ugly man,
Do you know what? I can think of at least 42 different ways to get out of that are less humiliating than what you actually did.
All right, well, sorry, I haven't seen Shawshank Redemption, so I don't know how the fuck I would have gotten out of there with a spoon and a wall and a poster holding the...
You didn't fake a seizure.
No.
You didn't fake amnesia. You didn't burn the house down.
You didn't climb out the window.
window and just run.
You didn't pretend that you'd spontaneously combusted.
I know. I should have just treated it like a normal route and stolen his wallet and got out of there.
Yeah.
And a pair of shoes.
And his shoes, if he's my size. 15-year-olds normally aren't. But,
But what, you can't say that. You're terrible.
But well, what's
what's amazing about Grindr, which it's really shocking me, is I'm on there. I'm very honest about it. I'm on there for a shag, okay? I'm not looking for a boyfriend. I'm not looking for a life partner. I want a root, okay?
This is what gets me. You say that spacemen would go, no gay man has a head. Spacemen would also go, wow, gays are really into networking.
Networking, yes. Right? Okay, so get this. How fucking hard is it to get a gym buddy? How hard? Okay, just looking for a gym buddy. Get off Grindr and show me your cock.
Yeah.
Gym buddies.
But they're not looking for a gym buddy.
But they are. I mean,
really?
They're actually looking for a gym buddy?
I've seen lots of profiles.
Why are they texting me? I'm fat. I haven't been to the gym in like 20 years.
When they say gym buddy, do they mean I need someone to spot me on the cockinator 10,000?
I need someone to just put their balls right in my face while I'm lifting.
Yeah.
I thought gym buddy was a euphemism.
No. I thought so too.
Room for rent? Room for rent?
Yes.
Room for rent.
There's a room.
People go on there and there's like, I'm new to Melbourne, looking for a room.
Yes. Looking for work.
Looking for a job.
Room for rent is inverted commas, and that's called trawling for sugar daddy.
What about this one? This is my favorite. When they say in their profile that they're just here for friends, here to make some good friends, in brackets. 8.5-inch uncut top.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No, you know what? Just here to make friends, 8.5-inch uncut top means I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
But I'm not telling you about it, and I'm not telling him that I'm on here. Yeah. But if it comes out, I know.
That's not what it means.
That's not what it means. Just friends.
I don't ever remember, you know, getting along really well with my friends because they're circumcised. Really, that ever being a point.
I'm sorry. I can't see you anymore. We can't be friends.
Yeah, we have the same taste in music and movies. But you got
I'm
your foreskin.
I'm dumping you from Words with Friends because of your foreskin.
And it's really funny that you mention Words with Friends because I know a lot of people listening to Poofcast will do this when you're on Grindr on public transport and you see a hot gay, well, you think he's a homo, and you're like, is he on Grindr? And the yellow that Words with Friends uses is very similar to the Grindr yellow.
And so the amount
of times I try and do this tram awkward lean over, Grindr, fuck Words with Friends.
You get a false positive.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. And so my friends tell me that I'm a massive slut for using Grindr. I actually think it's because I'm actually very lazy.
Right.
I'm a very lazy person.
Well,
and it's,
no.
And it's, and it's
no. I'm shocked by that name.
You can tell that because
actually,
my
devastated.
You wouldn't think that considering my last segment here got cut, but that's fine.
Last two.
Hang on. When you do a
And I can't believe that we are ganging up on him, calling him lazy, considering the amount of preparation
lazy and unprepared.
We do for this show.
I have a piece of paper.
When you say we, you're not talking for all of us, darling.
No, that's true.
We're not lazy. We're just very efficient.
Yes.
When you come 4 jokes, 8 years. Why do people think you're lazy for using Grindr?
Because I can't be bothered going out. I can't be bothered going to the bar. I can't be bothered just the conversation. It's just like, who you are, where you live, what are you into, bang, done.
See, ASL. Yes. Efficient. Age, sex, location.
It's like, Grindr's like the Chinese version of Gay World. It's just efficient. It gets the job done.
And people don't use it right because they get on there looking for rooms for rent and gym, but they fuck it up
they
for everybody.
They treat it like Craigslist or something.
Yeah. I'll tell you one other little quick horror Grindr story. Mm-hmm. Two, actually, very quickly. Went over to this guy from Grindr's house. We hooked up. Woke up the next day. He was an hour later.
Yeah,
just trying to make it sound more romantic than it was.
Right.
The next day, 45 minutes later,
blew out the tea tree candles.
turned the car back on and drove home. Yeah. So woke up and then he was dead asleep. And I saw these tablets on his bedside table, and I thought, oh, I think they're Valium. Excellent. I would love to have a Valium, right?
You are so trashy.
I was like,
I don't
sweet.
I don't want to know this story, totally
grabbing the Valium.
You are rooting people and stealing their medication, for Christ's sake.
Oh my God.
Who are you, Amy Winehouse? Jesus.
Just stop. Stop with the tension. I need to know how this ends.
So I got what I thought were these Valium tablets.
Oh my God.
Going home, I'm like, awesome. I'm going to go have a glass of red, pop a Valium. Great way to spend my birthday.
Did you read the back?
No, because I didn't know what they... Oh, they had a weird... I don't know the... You know, there's different types of Valium you can get.
Diazepam.
They've all got different names. So
it's all called diazepam.
Took it home. went into my best mate who I live with is actually a doctor, and so I said to him,
I'm glad you're suddenly Mr. Caution.
Before you shelved someone else's bill.
Be safe, kids. Stay in school.
Yeah.
Right, this guy that I was hooking up with was you know, was hot. And then I grab these tablets and I go home and I say to my housemate, "What are these? Are these Valium?" And he grabs them and he goes, "What's what are they?" Hang on a second, you have to go look them up on the internet. He goes, "They're for alopecia."
Oh no!
His hair was falling out.
Oh, and next time you saw him, he looked like Patrick Stewart.
I was actually going to say,
I'm right here!
That and my hair has never looked fuller. Yeah. So, look at this. Look at this fringe I'm sporting. Yeah. And the, really quickly, we'll end this little grinder segment quickly on this one. I have a little theory that when you go on a date... When you go on a date, not just Grindr related, you should get the pash as soon as you see them. Get it over and done with, and then the rest of the night is so much more comfortable. So if you're going anywhere with a guy or a girl, as soon as they enter the door, as soon as you see them, you just get the pash in straight away.
Right,
and then it's so much more comfortable. So this guy, Grindr, come over to my house. It's cool, blah, 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 let's do this. Sweet. Drive over to his house. Like, cool, just be really confident when you get in there. It was one of my first Grindr hookups. Mm. He's like, come around the back, come around through the back gate. He's like, all right, okay.
Hello.
Get to his house, go around the back, tell him I'm here. The gate goes open, like the garage door, guy there. I was like, right, confidence. Hey, go on, mate. Shook his hand, pulled him in for the pash, and he pushes me away. He goes, what the fuck? And then I look up, and then there's this other guy who's the guy I've been talking to.
Oh my god.
Standing at the back door going, I'm over here, mate.
Oh my god. Oh no.
You tried to pash his dad.
It was his housemate. Who is also gay. So what the fuck is your problem?
So was it his housemate, or was it the last Grindr hookup just leaving as he was trying to hook up with you?
It's like a revolving door.
Number 32. Number 32.
That must have been really awkward when it came time to steal his chemo medication. Wow, how unpleasant. God, talk about a fox's paw. Anyway,
so for more amazing stories like that, come see my show.
Hey.
I'm sure it's on sale online. We'll put the details on our website.
You should come with like a Hazchem label on your
label. A label that I stole from someone else.
Yes.
And put on here.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are witnessing Nath Velvo misspending his youth.
It's not a musical.
All right.
Adam.
No.
Can we please play Wiz Wiz?
Please.
I want to play Wiz Wiz. I got it last week and now I feel like I've got chlamydia. I've got something.
Fades.
All right.
If only there was a tablet that would cure Wiz Wiz. But
he Wiz.
You know, he can hear all of this, can't you, Wiz?
Hi, babe.
Oh, hi, Wiz.
I can.
Okay.
I want this segment to be killed as much as you can. And I'm doing my darndest to do it.
I won't have it. Where are you this week, Wiz?
I'm not there.
Okay.
Well, that's a start. Somewhere that's not here.
Narrowing this down.
Christ, this is going to go for an hour. This is going to be like Funny Girl. He's going to make all the songs go.
Where are you, Wesley? Come on. Give us a clue.
I'm not in Canberra.
Okay.
You're not in Canberra.
Okay, maybe you haven't actually figured out how this game works, Wes.
It's a process of elimination.
Where else aren't you?
I'm not in Indonesia.
Right.
Are you on Christmas Island?
No. I'm not in Tullamarine.
Why would you be in Tullamarine unless you were going away?
Because I'm just not there.
Right.
Is wherever you are, who else is there with you?
You.
Oh.
Oh.
Like us three or just Toby?
You three.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you were in Adelaide 6 months ago. All right, thanks for coming,
man.
Nah.
I'm not in Adelaide.
We're all there, but we're here. How can we be there?
Because... It's a riddle.
Okay, right. So what are we doing, Wes? What are the four of us doing?
Talking into a microphone.
Right.
So we're doing a show.
No, well, kind of, yeah.
Are we recording our podcast?
Yes.
Are you in the studio with us?
I'm right here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Come in the door. Come in the door.
Come in the door. Prove it.
Yeah, you are not here.
I'm right here.
Oh, my God.
You're hanging around the corner the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I'm just, wow. I'm going home now.
Okay.
That was so worth it.
That was like weird meta. Where's that was
your dedication to this segment is astounding.
It was creepy. Have you been watching us the whole time?
Yeah, that was really good. Rah rah rah, Larry Sanders. Rah, rah, rah,
Toby hates the fourth wall.
I'm telling you, it's time for the segment to go.
He hates it more than we do. That means we should keep doing it until
that means we're on to something.
Yeah, because you know when it stops being funny and then after a while it's so relentless, you go, oh my God, this is hilarious again. That'll be next December.
Yeah. That'll be 2017.
But to say that it's hilarious again implies that it was initially.
It's hilarious in the first place.
There's our problem with that one.
Yeah, that's an issue.
We'll see. We'll see.
All right. Thanks, Wes.
Bye.
He's like on the phone.
Cocksucker.
Yeah, glad I taught you that fucking word.
Hoofcast. All right, it's time for Scott's Joke Corner.
Scott's Joke Corner.
When where's isn't enough.
Of half-assed, unthought-out segments.
When you can see the bottom of the barrel in sight, but yet haven't quite touched it.
No. Although
touch the bottom of the barrel today. Right.
So we're going to go without sound effect, without, you know.
Just totally unadorned.
An earthy, verite version.
Yes. Just pure. So,
just joke.
Pure joke.
Of Scott's Joke Corner.
That's right. And I'm going
to
go
Do I need to wear safety goggles for this joke? No,
it's all right. I've covered the studio in black plastic for this one.
I'm wearing aluminium on my head.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, this is my joke this week. It's a bit of a blast from the past.
Mm.
It's a bit of a retro joke, if you will. Okay. And the joke is thus. What's the best thing about getting a blowjob from an Ethiopian?
Oh, I don't even want to know the answer.
You know they'll swallow.
Oh, my God. I think we need to go to the judges on this one. I don't think we can qualify.
Yeah, I can't.
It's a yes, baby, from me.
Yes.
Absolutely yes.
Yes, mate, we got four. We'll see you in Bill.
Right.
Wow. Right. Four yeses.
You're going to Sydney.
Great.
Great. I'll have to, get some new material for the Sydney heat then.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
That was
I think it's a good segment, guys. I like this one.
Yeah. And a big hello to our Ethiopian listeners. If you're squabbling for a food parcel off the back of a truck, the podcast says welcome.
They don't have iPods, Toby, though.
Don't they?
No.
Okay. Oh, well, fuck them then.
If you're well-fed Ethiopian, though, sorry.
If you're Iman, she's Somalian.
Yeah, she's fine. Oh. She'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because
Ethiopian.
David Bowie and Iman are always listening to the podcast.
Yes.
They're mad for it.
David, turn off Life on Mars. I want to hear about the fisting and anal cancer.
Are we going to do this segment again next week?
I insist.
All right.
Let's face it. All I know how to do is take off my clothes.
There is someone who works in the show who is either ignorant or obtuse through their own making, but I thought maybe we better get her up to speed. Wes Snelling will be sitting in. On this segment. Don't talk because you'll ruin it.
Bye.
You're just here to listen. Please welcome with the poofstery, Mother Horan.
Hail and well met, Mother Horan.
Hello, everyone.
Oh.
And
listener.
Listener.
It's great to have you back. I've had such a wonderful reaction to your schooling of us so far.
Lovely.
So delighted to hear what comes next.
Oh, look, it's all very exciting. I thought I'd today do a bit of gay history that's very, very recent. In fact, just last couple of years.
Is it Wes's segment? Because we think that should be in the past.
Be kind and loving. I'd like to talk about gay politicians and in particular, gay mayors.
Right. Gay mayors.
And
not the horses. Because that's a lady horse.
Yeah.
Bless, or the McClymont sisters. But the No, gay mayors are very sorely
lacking.
Gays.
Stop helping you, Dizzy Queens.
We don't know what we're talking
Let
about.
Let the guy who knows about stuff talk about it.
Gay mayors are almost don't exist here. We've had a couple to and fro. In fact,
we had an assistant mayor.
The first gay mayor in Australia was 1984. And in fact, it was in Fitzroy.
Ralph McLean.
Exactly.
Oh, I loved Here's Ralph. Ralph and friends. Ralph was awesome.
And yeah, who died earlier this year. And Ralph was basically said, and he was 27 when he became mayor of Fitzroy.
Oh,
it was
wow.
quite
oh,
extraordinary.
God.
And a marvellous character. He changed his name to Ralphie by deed poll because he likes someone in roller derby. now, can you imagine any Lord Mayor? I mean, there's a lot of gay Lord Mayors that would like to be gay. Clover. Mm. Hello, Clover. Talking of mayors. Oh. Why the plain face? I'd just like to talk about the coolest gay mayor in the world right now at the moment is the mayor of Berlin.
Oh, no.
Spunky old Klaus.
Das Buftermeer.
Das Buftermeer. Klaus Wulverit, or as he's known to everyone there, his Wowie.
Wowie.
Everyone calls him Wowie.
Is that not because of a tattoo he has on his ass?
Hello, Wowie. he's just been elected for the third time. Hugely popular.
Oh, my God.
But it does show his sheer strength of personality that Berlin has been bankrupt from the day one of his mayoralty. You know, it's not really about counting
the
bennies.
So, politically, in terms of policy, total washout.
Yeah, total washout.
But a lovely guy.
But he wears spandex tops occasionally. And there's a Google this. It's a really lovely photo of him drinking champagne out of the red shoe of an ambassador's wife.
Oh my God.
So cool. You know, ticking that box. But also, too, the probably the most famous gay quote in gay history right at the moment was his quote just before he was elected mayor the first time in 2001. The tabloids were on to the fact that he was gay. He wasn't out. And so he basically...
He wasn't out during the campaign.
But he basically said, okay, we're going to have to do this. And he said the marvellous, Ich bin schwul und das ist auch gut so, which means I'm gay and that's good the way it is. or it's been shortened by the young people. Wes, you may know some of them. You're not one of them.
I think you met some of them on Grindr.
Basically, too, it's gay and it's okay, which you will see on T-shirts in Berlin.
Yeah.
But
it's gay and it's okay.
But he basically
sidebar, typical German to make like a 57 word sentence.
Yeah,
it's gay and it's okay.
Yeah.
But Wowie. But also Wowie, the coolest thing about Wowie, and my final thing is that recently he welcomed the Pope to Berlin. Mm. Very controversial last month.
Tense moment.
And of course, you know, I reckon he's a massive fan of the Pope.
Of course he would be.
Yeah, he'd be loving
it. The Prada shoes alone.
And in the gay press in Germany, there was this huge thing about kind of, should he, it's wrong for a gay elected official to, to sanction, the Pope, et cetera, et cetera. But the coolest thing that he did was he was very neutral and very polite. Mm-hmm. But his partner was at the reception that welcomed the Pope. And I thought, that is actually the coolest thing. So his partner, who's a neurosurgeon, called Jern.
Dreamboat.
Was just there in the background, kind of going...
Thumbing his nose.
Check out me.
Das is my bum buddy.
I bet you wasn't asked to kiss the ring.
So that's Wowie, everyone. The coolest gay mayor in the world.
We should
have more of them, frankly.
We should have. Well, we had a deputy mayor of the city of Melbourne for a while who was gay.
Gary Singer.
Yes, who would turn up to the opening of a can of tuna.
Jesus Christ, wouldn't he? Wouldn't she, though?
The dedication of a song.
Bless.
Oh, well, yes, more gay mayors. Wes, what are you doing? Do you want to run for mayor?
Yeah.
Where's? He's in the mayoral office.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, no, he's not.
No, he's not. Unless he moved it to Treasury Gardens. Cubicle 3. Come and see the mayor.
Well, thank you, Mother Horan.
Oh, look, it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
I don't think that finished soon enough.
frankly.
Not nearly.
No.
Not
no,
nearly. It's all right. We've missed Late Line. Yeah. We've missed Inside Business.
Well, like the podcast is like antibiotics. You've got to get right to the end of the course, but it's just fucking tedious by the end. It's just, come on, make this finish, for Christ's sake.
You know how we don't do Woodja anymore?
Yeah.
Can I just ask a quick one? Mm-hmm. Barry Cassidy, Woodja.
Woodja Barry Cassidy.
Barry, hang on, who's
Insiders.
Barry
Cassidy?
Insiders and political offsiders. Woodja Barry Cassidy. He's a bit like when you go to your friend's wedding and his dad corners you in the toilets.
Hang on, hang on. Whose wedding have you been to?
Hey, Toby, how are you? Yeah. You're still, you know, with Peter?
Oh, yeah, I am. I am Mr. Cassidy.
Yeah, how's that work?
What? Sorry?
Just, you know, someone's just... Are you the woman?
I Christmas and birthdays? Mr. Cassidy, what are you? Oh, I'll take that as a comment.
Okay, so I totally did until you put the idea in my head of Barry Cassidy fucking you up the ass at a wedding.
I just think that's where you'd run into him.
I just think you've thought about that a little too much, Toby. My God, that was like a scripted piece you had ready. What?
I'm on the second bottle. I don't know how long these things are meant to go for. We can edit this. I'm just making noise until someone presses stop.
Okay, we'll be back next week on the podcast, which is, believe it or not, our huge 50th Poofcast.
Oh my God! Yay!
But you get the presents.
Yeah.
And by presents we mean crap.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Poofcast.
What the fuck was that?
Jesus.